Welcome to the Songs of Note podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Gregg.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. Today we're going to be talking about the Tom Petty song, Don't Do Me Like That, from the album Damn the Torpedoes, released in 1979. This was Tom Petty's first top 10 hit, and it was the lead single from an album full of singles. There's so many great tracks on Damn the Torpedoes, if you don't know it. Great production. He's really, you know, on fire, along with the rest of the band. They just got a great sound. You can tell they know it. This song, I like the story here. This song was added at the last minute. So they had the song, which you might know, Listen to Her Heart, was a Tom Petty song that, you know, we know, many of us know. And that was on the record. And the producer, Jimmy Iovine, thought that Don't Do Me Like That could have hit potential. And so here you have the producer saying, hey, this greatest hit song of yours, Listen to Her Heart, it's not good enough. Let's put this other greatest hit song. Neither one was the greatest hit song at the time, but it shows how good this guy was and how good these songs were that you could replace a greatest hit song with another greatest hit song. Just wild to me. The song was originally offered to Jay Giles Band. And so Tom Petty offered it to Peter Wolf from that band. And Peter Wolf recounts talking about his last conversation with Tom. And he brings it up all these years later. And here's his quote. He says, it came up in our last conversation. We were together in his dressing room. And I said, Tom, I got to tell you. And he says, don't do me like that. And Tom goes, oh yeah, whatever happened. I explained the whole thing. We were in the mix process or something. And he said, I got to thank you for that. When you didn't end up doing it, everybody talked me into putting it on the record, and it became one of my big, big hits. So this is a song Tom said, I don't think I need it. I'm going to give this to another artist to record. I don't think it's for me. Passes on it. Was not going to put it on the record. The band that was offered it said no thanks. And by a good turn of events, the band records it and just makes such a killer version of this track. And the thing that I like so much about it is it just sounds fresh. It sounds of the time. It's, you know, released in 1979, and it's still, it just sounds real crisp to me, and it feels good. You feel good when it comes on. The reason that I got thinking about this track was I was watching the movie The Iron Claw, which is a movie with Zac Efron and the guy from The Bear, and it's a serious movie, but it's in the 70s, and this song came on. I was like, gosh, that song is still great, you know, all these years later. What's the story there? So the original reason the song was written was Tom Petty got into an argument with his then wife, Jane Binyo. The song, you know, deals with frustration and emotions, and these are things he was feeling during that argument. And so I looked up their, you know, the timeline of when they were together. So they were high school sweethearts when they were married in 1974. He wrote this song in 1974. So if you've had relationships, you can know that they can be up and down, especially at the start when you're, you know, both kind of figuring things out. You're still figuring yourself out in a lot of ways. So this is a newly married couple at the time. That I don't know the time frame of when they were, you know, dealing with stuff, but Tom Petty, you know, was addicted to heroin at some point early on. She was struggling with drugs and alcohol. They had a strain on their relationship. So many of his songs during the time that they were married, you know, dealt with love, loss, heartache. And that's the majority of Tom Petty songs. They divorced in 1996. But after, I guess, the original time that he wrote it was on a little toy piano. And so you can kind of picture like a young, rejected, or dejected Tom Petty sitting on the floor banging these notes out, and then, you know, saying, hey, yeah, don't do me like that, and trying to figure out how to have this relationship and how to figure things out. His band before Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers was called Mudcrutch, and there's a recording, a studio recording of this song from 1974. You can look up, and it's great. It's not as good as Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but his voice sounds younger and thinner in a good way, in like, I don't know, a good young voice, a good young version of this that's certainly worth checking out. And the band is Mudcrutch. But this song, you know, dealt with frustration and betrayal, vulnerability, and all these kind of emotions that he was going through within the relationship. During the recording of the track, the keyboardist's name is Benmont Tench, and he accidentally erased the song's original keyboard track. So to recreate the sound, he had to quickly come up with a new part. And it came up with that part. He came up with the part that they have in the song that is so, you know, recognizable. It just sometimes simpler is better. And it certainly was in this case, as far as like an easily recognizable progression and notes that really sound great. The final vocal track for Don't Do Me Like That was recorded late at night. Tom Petty was initially reluctant to record, but after some persuasion from Jimmy Iovine, the producer, he did this really killer, passionate vocal performance, and he captured kind of the essence of the song. This is you know, something that I question when they say this kind of stuff, but it's what is on the record. But they said that he recorded those vocals in one take. Now, what that makes me think is they recorded 15 versions of this or 25 versions or whatever, and then they kept the whole take from that one that he sang just like this. Either way, it's impressive to be able to nail a whole song in one take. The drum sound is kind of unique here, and they did that with a combination of close miking techniques and room mics to get the natural ambience of the studio. But it just has this really great, lively sound to the whole track. There's so much you can say about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and I know we're going to come back to him and to them and so many great songs. But that's the story about Don't Do Me Like That. I love this song. I hope you do. I realized that I had been telling you to check the link in the show notes to hear the versions of these songs on Apple Music and Spotify, and the links weren't actually working correctly. I apologize for that. They should be working now. Just click to the show notes and you'll be able to click out to hear these songs. And I'll also put a link to subscribe to my newsletter if you're interested in that. And come follow me on Instagram or Facebook, and I'd love to connect.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.